This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. You're sure about that? So yes, it is the day the Lord has made. It is the day of the resurrection. And in a very special way, it is the day of mercy. The day of resurrection and the day of mercy are one and the same. But guess what? The day of the crucifixion and the day of mercy are one and the same. And guess what? The day of the birth of Jesus and the day of mercy are one and the same. And guess what? The day of creation and the day of mercy are one and the same. So I could transform the words of Scripture and I could say, in the beginning was mercy, and mercy was with God, and mercy was God, and mercy became flesh. Because the God that we know, He is all about mercy. So therefore, in all of the things that we see in Jesus, Jesus was showing us the mercy of the Father. Because really, when we think of it, what is mercy? Mercy is the supplying of that which is needed. Mercy supplies that which is needed. And I'm sure you have heard about the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And what are these? Nothing more than providing that which is lacking. And in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we got a description of the early church community. And what is it that we're told? That they were of one heart and one mind. So there was unity. So the beginning of mercy, it's about unity, being of one heart and one mind with God. It is seeing what God intended, because when God created the heavens and the earth and the people within it, we're told that God looked at what He had created and it was good. It was good because it was all one. It was all united. And after God created, there was no need at all. God provided everything that was needed. That was the mercy of God. And so in our first reading, we also heard that there was not one needy person among the members of the first Christian community. There was not one needy person, because everything that was needed for their sustenance was provided. So the first Christian community, we could say, it was a community of mercy. A community of mercy. But we are living in a world that is very much in need of so many things. We're living in a needy world. And we are the ones, if we believe in the resurrection of Jesus, we are the ones who are called upon to go out into the world and to provide what is needed for our world. It's our responsibility to provide what is needed. Why? Because the Lord has given us everything that is necessary. Because God has bestowed on us His great love. And we sang in the responsorial psalm that we should give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love lasts for 2 weeks. His love is everlasting. And so the world definitely needs the mercy of God's love to be shown in it. If we believe in the resurrection of Jesus, then we will believe in the love that we need to show to others, and we will become people of mercy. And therefore, as we take that mercy into the world, we realize that the mercy flows from Jesus. It flows from Jesus, and in our second reading, we're told that Jesus did this not just by water, but He did it by water and the blood. Isn't this what we see when we look at an image of divine mercy? The blood and the water flowing from His side. And for this reason, when Jesus appeared to His disciples, what did He do? He showed them His hands and His side. The hands and His side. Because He's saying, these are hands of mercy. This is the heart of mercy. So looking at the blood and the water coming from His side, we see mercy. And we believe that His mercy is for all. Because when we pray the chaplet of divine mercy, what do we say? For the sake of His sorrowful passion, have mercy on me and my friends and family. No? I see people shaking their heads. So we say, have mercy on us and the whole world. Because God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. He gave His Son for the entire world, so that everyone who would believe in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. That is mercy. And therefore, as Jesus appeared to His disciples, having showed them His hands and His side, then He said to them, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you forgive the sins of any, in other words, if you show mercy to people, then they will receive that mercy. So Jesus was commissioning His disciples, those apostles, to be missionaries of mercy. That's what He wanted them to do and to be. Because that is what He is about. So on this day that the Lord has made, this day in which we are rejoicing and are being so glad, we're thankful for the mercy of God. And we're saying that not only will we celebrate the mercy of God, but that we will become givers or sharers of God's mercy. And today, I can guarantee you that you are going to meet someone. Each one of you here will meet someone today who needs to be shown mercy. So I ask you, my sisters and brothers, not to turn a blind eye or a deaf ear, or not to give your shoulder to that person. Whatever it is that that person needs, give that to him or to her today. So you may see them, they may ring you up, whatever it is, be merciful on this day, because this is the day of mercy. This day was made by the Lord. And guess what? Tomorrow will be that day as well. So every day, show that mercy to all those with whom you come in contact. Because the mercy of the Lord endures forever.